Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lynn Lowry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gordy Hinkle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Earl Clark. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. And now, play ball. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West strikes out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lynn Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle is called out on strikes. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a line drive towards the mound. Kaufman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Strange reaches second base with a double. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Strange moves to third. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West strikes out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields the ball and throws to Grove covering. Safe. Strange scores. Clift moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinkle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Strange hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 0 in the game. Kaufman strikes out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan bunts in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman spins and fires to second, with Strange covering, and Werber is picked off. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards first. Burns reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hinkle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hinkle to Cecil covering second. The throw back to home, and Burns is out at the plate. Pepper moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Melillo. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cook moves to second. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinkle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cook scores. Larry moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Strange hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ollie Bijma pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Knott now pitching. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Clift strikes out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cecil scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hinkle hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Melillo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pepper hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.